Wednesday may not have started out as a good day for the Dodgers, as they lost free agent Eddie Murray to the New York Mets, but it ended on a high note as they traded for another big name to join Daryl Strawberry in the outfield, Eric Davis. The Cincinnati Reds traded Davis and pitcher Kip Gross to Los Angeles for pitcher Tim Belcher and reliever John Wetland. The deal marked the end of more than a decade in the Reds organization for Davis. Eric says he'll look back fondly on his years with the Reds.
The bad part about it is leaving an organization that you dedicated 12 years to. And what's going to hurt as much is my teammates, because I won a world championship with them. We turned that organization around. Made contenders out of that organization for years, process getting there. They weren't a contender for some years. And, I had a real good relationship with a lot of those players over there. I loved a lot of those guys.
As a kid at Inner City Fremont High, one of Eric Davis's buddies was Daryl Strawberry, who attended school not far away at Crenshaw. They shared a love for baseball and both excelled in the sport. Next season, they'll share the outfield at Dodger Stadium. Now, like Strawberry did when he left New York last year as a free agent, Davis will leave his adopted city and come home, and he likes it.
I feel good about it. It was something that the people in Cincinnati felt like that what they had to do. I was just glad that I was able to make the deal to go home. Tough leaving Cincinnati. I left a lot of my close friends and my teammates, a lot of the people in the city that were behind me. This is a business and you have to move on.
Now, earlier in the day, first baseman Eddie Murray moved coast to coast, signing a 2-year deal worth over $7.5 million with the New York Mets. The 35-year-old Murray batted .260 with 19 home runs and 96 RBIs for the Dodgers last season, despite playing much of the season with a rib injury. He really doesn't mind moving back to the East Coast.
The Baltimore and L.A. situation, it was nice to play at home there for 3 years, to have my dad sitting up there watching me every day. It was basically going back to, your little league years. But they saved me, I think, from something in Baltimore there where I think it was time for us both to part there. And so therefore, those were 3 good years here in L.A., and it was just time to move on.
So, with switch hitter Murray gone, the Dodgers needed help from a right-hander, as the other mainstays, Daryl Strawberry, Brett Butler, Mike Socha, and Lenny Harris, are all left-handers. But can he stay healthy? A native of Los Angeles, Murray has had a career plagued by injuries. He fell out of favor with Reds manager Lou Piniella when he decided to sit out most of the second half of last season because of what Davis called chronic fatigue resulting from his kidney injury in the 90 World Series. After the Dodgers talked to Cincinnati's team physician, they're convinced the outfielder is healthy. Fred Clair, Dodgers executive vice president, is satisfied from those reports and from talking to Eric that he will be healthy, he'll be happy, and most importantly, he'll be extremely productive in Dodger blue. Clair feels that Davis and his boyhood friend Strawberry will help form a potent outfield.
With Daryl and Eric, you now have left and right-handed hitters, guys that have the ability and have been 30 home run guys. So you've now got a very potent force from each side. And you not only have power, you have speed, you have tremendous athletic ability, and you have players in the prime of their career.
But here are some questions yet to be answered for the Dodgers. Are they interested in Wally Joyner of the Angels? Do they trade Cal Daniels to an American League team? What happens if they lose Oral Hershiser to the Phillies or Mike Morgan to the Cubs in free agent bidding? Who plays third base? Can Jose Offerman play short? How do they find a replacement for second baseman Juan Samuel? Tune in tomorrow. For the Sports Week in Review, I'm John Jednak.